Hi, I'm Mark, your sleep meditation guide. I want to begin this episode of Cubic Guided Meditations with something a little different. After last week's episode, many listener reports have reached us complaining of trouble sleeping, subsequent nightmares, and a strange foreboding sense after waking. We are very sorry, and we'll continue to work on bettering our guided meditations to ensure you will all get a healthy sleep out of it. We also advise any listeners who are new to our podcast to go back to episode 1, as Cubic Guided Meditations is intended as a journey to better, healthier sleep. Naturally, as with all things, meditation is a skill that needs to be learned, and our goal is to slowly introduce new listeners to our techniques. If you are experiencing trouble with any of our meditations, we suggest you go back and repeat the last session to reacquaint yourself with our approach. Please understand that you can't rush progress, and this is the only way to ensure you complete your journey successfully. Now, welcome to Day 5, Holistic Energy Healing. Don't forget, you are never to listen to this guided meditation while driving or operating heavy machinery. Remember to keep your arms firmly pressed to the sides of your body and lie very, very still, so as not to alarm anyone. An easy way to cultivate a healthy sleeping pattern is to keep track of your dreams. This way, if you notice a concerning recurring theme in your dreams, reading them back in the morning can help you determine and counter unhealthy thinking patterns that affect your unconscious. So if you want to make the most of your sleep, use the Cubic Guided Meditations app, which we developed to help you form a habit of tracking your sleep every day. Every detail counts, no matter how insignificant it may seem to you. Visit cubicguidedmeditations.com and begin your journey to the new you. Now, time to put you to sleep. First, take your time to find a cool, comfortable spot suited for you to enjoy a deep, refreshing sleep. For this particular meditation, I suggest you lie down fully on your back. You can use a yoga mat or the blood red and gold hotel bath rug to cushion your spine. Make sure the draft from the vent doesn't touch your face, and start breathing. Deep breath in. And out. Today's meditation is designed to calm your nerves. Many of you will have felt an uneasiness after last week's session. This is completely normal and was absolutely intended. However, when you close your eyes today, we will try a more serene setting to contrast the wildness of the jungle. Close your eyes now. I want you to picture yourself lying in a big white room. From where you are, all you can see is light. Breathe in and out. Sunbeams streaming in from large glass windows to your left are warming your face, even as you can still feel the cold bathroom tiles in the hollows of your knees. Keep breathing slowly. And the next time you exhale, try to feel the weight of your entire body disappearing while you picture yourself being lifted onto a big, soft mattress. Breathe in. out. Can you feel it? It's almost like sleeping on a cloud. You might almost wonder if you are still alive. You are. Don't worry. You are going to be fine. Somewhere in the room there is a small hidden door, a hiding place for your thoughts. You can sense it, right? Where is it? Under the bed? To its left? To its right? Breathe in and out. Any memories from the jungle that might come back, just put them in the hiding place for now. We won't be needing them here. Feel your elbows, tail, and hip bones burrow deep into the softness of the mattress. All your sharp edges. Don't let your eyes wander to the door. Don't give it up. Picture strong, soft-skinned hands pressing down on you. Your head may feel clouded at the beginning, but soon you will feel lightheaded and relaxed. Suffocating in your sleep is painless. Don't forget to breathe. They're gone for now. You have been restrained. They will be back. They are going to try to make you share your memories. Do not tell them anything. Do not show them your secrets. Here they are again. Don't let them inject you with their poison. Keep your eyes shut. That's it. Ignore their weight on your body and the chafing of the restraints. They cannot hurt you in here. Remember, this is all part of your training session. Whatever you do, do not give them anything. It doesn't matter if they pry your eyes open with a brace of hands. Picture darkness, warm, calm. Ignore the stinging of the needle in your eye. You control your pain. They found it. Is it? The map? The bars? Wake up. Wake up.
Right. That's it. Breathe. In. And out. Now I'm going to count to five, and when I finish, you will drift off into a deep, refreshing sleep. One. Slowly return to your physical body. Two. Feel your skin brushing gently against the fabric of the mat. Three. Your heels dig into the floor. 4. Try wiggling your toes. Experience your whole body. 5. It's all still there, see? No pain. Breathe in and out. Let your breathing return to a normal rhythm now. Take your time. You are learning exceptionally fast. Before you drift off to a peaceful sleep, remember, keeping track of your dreams is the key to cultivating a healthy sleep pattern. Your memories are a powerful weapon, so long as they are in the right hands. So, when you wake up in the morning, try to fill your dream journal with as much detail as possible. Sweet dreams.